Police in Britain have searched a property belonging to veteran singer Sir Cliff Richard in relation to an alleged child sex offence. The alleged assault against a boy under the age of 16 dates back to the 1980s. The 73-year-old singer says the claim is completely false. Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has stepped aside, paving the way for a new coalition government led by the Deputy Speaker Haider al-Abadi. Earlier, US President Barack Obama announced that American airstrikes had broken the siege of an Iraqi mountain where thousands of people fleeing Islamic State militants had been sheltering.
Because of these efforts, we do not expect there to be an additional operation to evacuate people off the mountain, and it's unlikely that we're going to need to continue humanitarian airdrops on the mountain.
The wife of Robin Williams has revealed the actor and comedian was suffering from the early stages of Parkinson's disease. Susan Schneider says her husband had been sober at the time of his death, but had been suffering from depression. Robin Williams took his own life at his California home earlier this week. And an Australian man has died while surfing on a remote Indonesian island. The 27-year-old was hit by a large wave off Jelanga Beach in West Sumbawa on Tuesday. His body was found by two friends on a nearby reef several hours later.